Well, it's the reigning reality hit of Australian TV that feeds off scandal, but nothing like what's happened to the British version of the show this week. Investigations are underway after two female contestants on a program known as Married as First Sight alleged they were raped during filming, while a third alleged she was subjected to a non-consensual act. All three told the BBC that the show, known as MAFS, did not do enough to protect them and that broadcaster Channel 4 was aware of some of the allegations before they were broadcast. Jo Hemmings is a behavioural psychologist who's worked on reality TV shows, including Married at First Sight and Big Brother in the UK, behind the scenes, known as what's known as a duty of care psychologist. I spoke with her earlier. Jo Hemmings, welcome to Breakfast. What was your initial reaction when you heard about the allegations of rape and sexual assault from three women involved in Married at First Sight UK?
My initial reaction was one of absolute shock and horror that anything like this could happen to any contributor on any show. And I was very taken aback. And I suppose my second reaction was, how could that have possibly happened?
You've worked on Married at First Sight UK and other reality shows as a duty of care psychologist behind the scenes. What procedures are in place in an effort to keep the participants safe?
The protocols are pretty good. So obviously they're initially assessed in the first instance pretty thoroughly. There will be psychometric testing done on attachment styles, on empathy levels, on narcissism and so on, and a full interview with each contestant. And you've got to judge whether you feel they are robust enough to go, resilient enough to go on a show. And they are monitored throughout the show and then again after the show is finished and then again after the show has been broadcast. The sort of missing link, I suppose, is that people you think are very stable in everyday life, they get into a reality TV bubble and they're kind of goaded or encouraged perhaps to do unpredictable types of behaviour that no one could think imaginable. But, you know, there is that element of risk always. I think what we have to look at is, do we broadcast that?
One of the women on Married at First Sight UK alleges that her on-screen husband, in inverted commas, raped her and threatened her with an acid attack, which his lawyers deny. How concerning are these allegations?
I mean, deeply, deeply concerning. I mean, that obviously wasn't shown on screen. As far as I know, it was to do with her threatening to say, you sexually abused me or you raped me. And he said, if you tell people that, I will throw acid in your face. Now, if that was reported, there's a big line of reporting. Everything we do is written down. Every conversation, every report, every comment is noted. So somewhere, if there is an investigation into this, there will be the answers to how that could have happened if that was shared with anybody on the welfare side of that team.
What is the ethical challenge for the psychologists here who have their own professional ethical standards? Should psychologists be working on programs like this?
Look, yes, I think they should. I think there's two issues here. One is actually we're working for the production company. They're the ones who are paying our salary. I find that perhaps uncomfortable because if we feel like something is wrong or we ask for something to be implemented and it isn't, we effectively don't have anywhere to go. We don't have someone to say, hey, to the channel, listen, I'm not happy with this. And I think the second thing is we've always got to balance and the entertainment value of a show with the kind of contributors we put through, because you don't want 12, you know, hugely resilient, kind, gentle, decent people where there is no conflict.
Because why don't we want that?
Entertaining. Because I just think people will turn off. There has to be an element of it. Mm. But when vulnerabilities are exposed or when the allegations of abuse have gone on, actually psychologists are more important than ever, but they have to be heard.
Are the psychologists in part enabling this model of television, though?
No, I don't think we're enabling it. We are trying our very best to protect the welfare of contributors at all times. But because we can't see what is going to be broadcast in advance, it's very difficult for us to do our job. So actually what I feel is really important is there should be some independent body of psychologists that are able to whistleblow, if you like, and go back to the channel and say, I'm not happy with this.
How much psychological support is there after these programs? Because what happens during the course of filming and what's shown may be different things. Sometimes people feel that they've been given what's known as a villain edit, the way that they've been portrayed. How much psychological support is there in the weeks, months, days after people participate in these shows?
Look, the aftercare element has grown from the time I've been a duty of care psychologist for actually nearly 20 years. There was no aftercare back in the day. Now there is aftercare and it's quite extensive aftercare. Nevertheless, there's a lot of disgruntled contributors who will say, well, I've been edited poorly, as you say, I've been made out to be the villain. They will sometimes edit so that things are out of context or that whole conversations are not shown. You know, I feel this is actually down to production in a lot of ways. You know, got to stop manipulating the editing to make contributors feel bad and actually give them an opportunity to see their edits. This is what we're going to show. Is this okay? You know, so that you have full transparency that contributors are not treated like second-class citizens. They're treated like human beings with vulnerabilities going on a show, and they deserve that respect.
Jo Hemmings, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sally. Thank you.
Jo Hemmings is a behavioural psychologist who's worked behind the scenes on reality TV shows in the UK. Channel 4 says all the footage of the women was removed from all platforms earlier this week, and it's commissioned an external review of welfare on the show. It says its welfare protocols are industry leading and it acted appropriately. If this story has raised any issues for you, you can contact 1800 RESPECT. That is 1800 737 732.